This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So the Reach Ride is a community bike ride held on the first May bank holiday every year from outside the Guildhall to the Reach Fair and back. This is organised by CamCycle, Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month. It's an informal family event which doesn't need any booking. They often have lots of quirky non-bicycle bikes like tricycles and recliner bikes. We'll find out more in a minute, amongst others. And there's a really good fun atmosphere. Willa McDonald's here in the studio with us, along with Simon Nuttall from CamCycle, to tell us more about the Reach Ride for next year. And indeed, we'll catch up with what happened last year. Good morning to both of you.
Morning. Hello, good morning.
Thanks very much for coming by to see us.
Thank you. It's great to be invited.
So, your bicycles, obviously you've got one, but first we'll ask you, do you have a car each? Come on, confess.
No, yeah. I don't have a car, no.
Very good. Living in the city of Cambridge itself?
Yes, I live in just off Mill Road.
And you don't have a garage, therefore, or at least if you do, you put your bikes away in there.
I'm really lucky. I've got a bike shed in my garden.
Yeah,
I don't have a car.
And I'm even luckier because I've actually got a nice set of bike racks outside our terraced house and on Thoday Street there, which something which we campaigned for in the street, actually, and actually had a space for 8 bikes put in place of the parking, the residence parking there.
It's nice to know, actually, that cycling generally is coming more and more to the fore. The statistics say that over 50% of us now commute in Cambridge on a bicycle quite regularly. Have you seen this one? Apparently it's out there.
Yeah, that's been around for a while. That was a survey that was done, I think, a couple of years ago that came out and found that more than 50% of people in Cambridge cycle at least once a week.
And students of the University of Cambridge cannot bring cars to the city unless if they have special needs.
Yeah.
If they're disabled in some way and therefore need a motor car. Otherwise, they must get around on their bikes. Just imagine if everybody had a car, where we would be.
Well, exactly,
I have to say,
yes.
I will confess, I came by car today, but I do live on Cycle Route 11, or just there and thereabouts.
Yes. I just can't imagine really using a motor vehicle really for getting around Cambridge for all the things that I do. And if you're a student in the city, it's far much more practical, I would think, to have a bicycle and to get around, certainly to lectures, to anywhere in the university, anywhere in the town, is on a bike. If you've got a car, where are you going to put it? And that is one of the big problems.
And not only that, but with the new Ely bypass, they are now putting in a new cycleway, which is going with that at the moment. And I have seen a little video. In fact, Simon, it's on your Facebook page, which is showing the new cycle route. There's a good mile or so. We'll actually excuse the little fire alarm bell that's going off at the moment. That will disappear in a moment. It's all pinging off. There we go.
Right.
And as you... They're noticing more and more provision using Section 108 grants as well in the area around Eddington, where there's so many routes and cycleways to just get you everywhere these days.
Oh, yes, that's right. I mean, I go around for a good 10-mile bike ride every day around Cambridge, and Eddington is one of my new places that I go and like to check out. There's some great new links between... I'm trying to think of the roads. It's Huntingdon Road and Maddingley Road.
Yes.
It goes between those two. That's right, yes.
Not my side of the city, but I must try that out sometime. So we'll move on to other matters. The Reach Ride. It took place this year on the 1st of May, and for next year you're looking for the first May bank holiday. Nearly got 1,000 saddles, shall we call them? In other words, people on bikes.
Yeah, we got about 850, I think.
Wasn't it even more than... Well, we're up 900 and something on the best year, which was the year after.
No, there has been over 1,000 saddles counted at the actual event. I mean, it is a great event anyway for cycling, even before we sort of got involved, because it takes place in the springtime, when the summer events are beginning to get going, and it's one of the first major sort of launch events of the summer. And when you get to Reach Fair, you actually immediately aware of all these bikes parked all over the village, because people have cycled from the surrounding villages to the fair. And we bring about 700 of them from Cambridge.
Now. Yeah, and we've also got some people coming with Ely cycling home from Ely as well. So they came last year.
Now, do they bike their way down to Cambridge first to join you outside the Guildhall? and then sort of go with the main entourage?
They start in Ely and meet us at Reach, but then you could, you know, carry on and go to Cambridge or go the other way from Cambridge to Ely via Reach, so you could do either.
And almost by dress rehearsal for this interview, I was up at the National Trust Centre, and of course up at by Lode itself, but at Wicken Fen, there's a whole network there.
Yeah.
Cycle Route 11 actually goes from there. And just to tell listeners, if they've never tried this, if you've never been to the National Trust property at Wicken Fen, there's a lovely cycle hire shop, which is on the site there. I don't know whether either of you have visited that.
Yeah, no, I have done, and I've taken my nieces and nephews, and they had a great time on a tandem. That was really good fun. So it was lovely. It was so safe, completely off-road.
Yes.
It
takes you to the south part of the Cambridgeshire Fens, so if you end up in villages like Burwell, Swaffham Ballbeck, Swaffham Prior, Reach as well in that area.
Yeah.
And the other cycle route there, I forget now, cycle route 11, and I think it's cycle route 25, put me right both if it isn't, but you can go, there's a lovely network, isn't there, around there. There's the bird watching route, there's the village tour route. You can do about 20 kilometres on your bike, and you can hire a bike for about 2 hours.
Yeah, there's a wonderful, wonderful network of very quiet rural roads to the north of the Lodes and the Swaffhams there that you can explore all the way up to Ely. It's a great day out if you want to cycle all the way up to Ely, for instance, and then get the train back to Cambridge. That's easily doable. There's the Anglesey Abbey as well. Is it National Trust?
That's also National Trust. And you can get there probably about an hour from Wicken Fen, because I tried it on Saturday.
Yeah. So, and there's a new path being constructed between Quay and Lode, called the Quay Lode Cycleway, which is built along that quite busy road. But this new cycleway that's being built is actually, some of it's in a field and the rest of it is separated by a verge from the actual road. So we're actually thinking about possibly using that as part of our route for the Reach ride next year, depending on how well it connects in at Quay.
Someone would have to go and survey that as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's something. I mean, I've been to look at it already, and I think it's due to be finished in December. So
yeah, we're going to have a look in December and decide.
B1102 is the route that you use largely to get between Cambridge and Reach for the event. When you get as far as Swaffham Ballbeck, though, the cycleway currently runs out. Safety, then, really. There's perhaps 900 of you on bikes. Do you go in convoy to make sure that you're safe along that road? Because some people can really race along that road.
Yeah, we don't actually go on that route anymore, so...
Ah.
We go through Lode itself, and that is on Route 11, and that is just a quiet country road. It's
yes.
It's really safe. So, yeah, we don't go on the B1102.
Yeah, well, in fact, the whole route that we do is actually on National Cycle Network routes 11 and 51.
The 51 was the other one I was trying to think of.
That's right, yeah. So we start actually in the Guildhall. We're on roads in the middle of Cambridge, but that is also part of the National Cycle Network. And then we follow the river all the way along the river right out to Ditton Meadows. And then we come on the cycle route through the Newmarket Road park and ride site, and then out along the cycle path that's next to that busy road all the way to Quay. And then in previous years, we've gone through Bottisham, Lode, and then out on the Fens to Reach that way. But all of it is on the National Cycle Network. So this is a network which is designed with 12-year-old cyclists riding independently in mind.
Yeah, so we really want to make it a family-friendly event, and we encourage families to come, and also sort of community groups, work groups to come and have fun together. It's very much a fun bike ride. You know, it's not about sort of speed. It's
definitely
about just enjoying being in the countryside.
Yeah. We did actually have the idea. We thought, like you, that we ought to set off in little groups at the beginning. And we did actually try that for the first few years. But we find that people spread out naturally very quickly anyway. So we actually all leave en masse from the middle of town, and that very quickly spreads out across about a mile, I should think of as snaking out of Cambridge. And because we all go together, it's much more of an event when we leave, because we're normally set off by the mayor. The mayor gives a little speech and often cycles with us to the event, and we have to try and get to the Reach Fair by midday, when the mayor actually opens the fair by giving a proclamation and throwing coins.
Hear ye, and rings a bell, etc. Yeah. Which is wonderful, because that's been going on since medieval times. And of course, children love to keep up with the adults as well,
yes.
Which is why you all like to keep together. I've seen some lovely little blogs, actually, on your website. There was a nine-year-old young lady who spoke about or wrote about this year's event on May the 1st. How many years has this been running?
Oh, well, actually, we started way back in 2007 when we the ride actually started off as a ride from Cambridge to Ely, stopping off at the fair. But we discovered that the fair actually got quite a lot of councillors from Cambridge, I mean, because they had all gone along with the mayor to open the fair. So we found it was a very good lobbying opportunity to get involved with that. So we've now focused on just going to the fair.
And you collect people on the way as well. Newmarket Park and Road Park and Ride is a good place to collect others. Mm-hmm. Someone goes in front with an orange flag.
Yeah, that's Simon.
Simon, oh, I've actually met the sort of pathfinder.
Yeah, it's usually me, but not always, actually. But I'm normally cycling at the front with the mayor. Although, I have to go ahead and make sure that I set the pace for the ride, really, which is a gentle pace. And we do actually stop in a couple of places to let people regroup and, you know, and sort their bike out a little bit. So, that's great fun. The funny thing about leading a bike ride is you have to sort of keep checking behind to make sure that people are still following
the look over your shoulder thing going on, yes. I was doing that on Saturday. My wife was following me some of the time and I her. So you make sure that if there is a corner somewhere on the route that you just look behind and make sure you haven't lost somebody somewhere.
Yeah,
and that's the other thing, the back markers. Do you keep an eye on the back markers?
We've always got someone at the back, and we have lots of people with orange flags. So, last year we had about 10 people with a big orange flag on their bike so people could make sure they were still with the ride. It was quite hard cycling. I had one of them, and it is quite hard cycling with a big flag on the back of your bike because it, you know, just going into the wind. And we've also, this year we've got Outspoken, who are going to help us with checking that people's bikes are roadworthy, making sure they're not going to have a puncture, and will help with anyone who does have any problems on the way.
That'll be at the start, Willa, we're at Market Square.
At the beginning and also during the ride, so they'll also probably come behind us.
That's really good. For the hour before we set off, there's a really nice gathering of cyclists coming into the Market Square. That's one of my favourite bits of the event, is actually before we do any cycling, is just sort of seeing everybody. Mm. And, I mean, this year, when it was great when we were just waiting there and people had turned up from King's Lynn, from Leicester and Ipswich. Yeah. They'd heard about the event and they all come to this and help make us a great success of it. It was just a very nice feeling in the middle of the town.
And were there anecdotes as well about and some of the routes they've done, mountain passes and peaks and dales and some of their favourite rides?
Possibly,
Yeah, this is just just a fun event to celebrate cycling. Some family groups tell me this is something that they do every year now. It's part of their annual ritual, which is just great to have been, you know, involved in that. And of course, we want to make it as safe and as happy and as fun as possible. So actually, we don't do any campaigning on the day. We just go out and ride our bikes and enjoy ourselves.
So, for this year, let's see if we can, or next year, of course, we'll see if we can get 1,000 saddles, as we're now calling it.
So,
we can include tandems in that, so sometimes we count two. Tricycles, do they take part?
Yes,
we've had all
Anyone, any age, any ability can come.
Electric bikes too.
Yes.
They're all welcome.
Dutch bikes.
I guess we'll have some of the OFO bikes coming this year.
Yeah, that's a point.
That'd be great.
They'll have to send a van out or a flat trailer from OFO to collect them all at the other... Well, no, because you'll be cycling them back, of course, won't you?
Of course we will, yeah.
Yeah, so they won't be left at the other end or one way. But it's lovely. I mean, the oldest participant, do we ever know who took part with it?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, certainly in their 80s, they've come along. I don't know about any 90-year-olds who've taken part yet, but...
Almost okay, certainly. So we need to check that out for this year.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting fact. You can put it on your Cambridge definitely. Cycling Campaign website. Willa, of course, we can mention that you're a GP, general practitioner in practice as a doctor. Mm-hmm. And you know the benefits, of course, health-wise, of cycling generally.
Yes,
what they do for our bodies.
It's so important for us to keep exercising throughout our life. And, I mean, cycling is the absolutely perfect way to do that. Because as Simon mentioned, that you know, there's lots of 80-year-olds who still cycle around Cambridge. It's really important for mental well-being as well. Exercising outdoors is a very good way to stay mentally healthy. It's a sociable way to travel, and it's a perfect way to.
Is it easy on the bones?
It's very easy on the bones. Yes. There are quite a lot of people who can't walk very well but can still cycle.
Yeah. If you get the saddle the right height, that's the key thing, isn't it?
Yes.
If the saddle's not too low, as quite often it is when people are cycling, it can hurt the knees, can't it? So you've got to get the saddle at the right position.
Oh,
and then
see.
It's much easier then.
Cyclists who do look awkward sometimes. You think, just adjust your saddle and you'll be fine. You know, when you're completely on the wrong frame of bike or the wrong wheel size, but there we are. We've just got time to say where the details for all of this are.
Okay, so, the details will be on our website, but also we promote the Reach Ride by sending leaflets to schools, community groups. We distribute them in cafes, public areas, libraries, that kind of thing. So probably about 3 weeks before the ride, it'll start to pop up on social media and... The date is the 7th of May, the first May bank holiday, 2018.
And we assemble it from 9 o'clock in the morning, don't we? At the Guildhall, in front of the Guildhall in Market Square, Cambridge, and we leave at 10.
Excellent. And you will both be there, of course, with Simon at the front.
Yes.
A bit of a celebrity for the whole... Willa. Really? Just keep an eye on everyone. It's probably everybody's well-being, but that's probably the doctor in you, isn't it? Just to make sure of it. And, of course, drinks, hydration. That's the last thing we have time for before we...
Generally, we ask people to bring drinks, but I do cycle with some water in my pannier.
Yeah, we bring some water.
So, if anyone needs any, we've got some.
And we booked the weather, as I always said, as well.
It's going to be sunny.
We always get a lot of weather in my experience. I'm organising 10 years of this, we have had a variety of weather on all the events. But one year we actually had a couple of hailstorms. And the first time we did it, we had quite a lot of driving rain. But for the last few years, it's been terrific. You do have to be prepared for those for that changeable weather at that time of year.
Well, that's just about all we have time for. Both of you, thank you very much for coming in. Willa McDonald and Simon Nuttall from our Charity of the Month at Cambridge 105 Radio, Cam Cycle. Very interesting. I'll have to tell us about the event and a review next year's.
Love to.
As well.
Thank you.
So Reach in 2019 when it comes along.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you so much. If people want to find out more details about the Cambridge Cycling Campaign, the website is camcycle.org.uk. That's camcycle.org.uk. Thank you both.